Good morning. All right, week two, and going on the road again. Of course, we're looking forward to it and looking forward to coming back here 1-1.
When you look at the offensive line play, did you see anything that kind of trickled over from the preseason into that opener, just in terms of a little sluggishness or anything in that regard?
I don't know about the exact mistakes, but still too many mistakes. From the preseason, we were not playing our best, and we're still working to improve some of those corrections and a couple of the uncharacteristic mistakes did show up, and of course they did hurt us ultimately.
Sure, he talked yesterday about how he needed to pick it up a little bit. Got a heck of a matchup this week with Peppers. You think he's at a position to be ready for that?
We do. We share his sentiments. All of us need to pick it up a little bit, and I'm glad to hear that Matt said that. We're all in this together, and Matt certainly has taken responsibility for his shortcomings, in the loss on Sunday. So we're all ready to do exactly as he described.
With the sort of inconsistency or the problems after Peterson's long run, getting him going again, was he rusty on the reads, or was that more a blocking issue, or how do you attribute that?
Well, I think the defensive front proved tough to block. We did miss some blocks. We had some negative runs, Tim, which is uncharacteristic. Usually when we run it with Adrian once, twice, three times in a row, we end up in third manageable or we've got ourselves a first down. And on Sunday in Detroit, when we'd run it, we ended up with minus yardage. And that's uncharacteristic for us. So combination of us not doing as well as we would expect and also Detroit playing very well.
And how does Chicago's defensive line compare to Detroit's? I mean, they've got some pretty stout guys.
They do. We're going to find out. Most NFL D lines have terrific, people up front, and everybody's fresh at this time of year. We're going to see their best, and we need to play our best. Yeah, Jim.
Philosophically, if you have a quarterback have a tough game, are you more likely to adjust things to make him comfortable or to push him to do everything you want to be able to do?
Depends on the situation, but an easy answer would be to say the combination of both. We've got a young guy that has made a bunch of good plays in a short time that he's been here. He's also had his mistakes, so we're of the mindset of continuing to push him. We're on the demanding side, and I know he's on the demanding side of himself too, so we want to keep pushing and keep working for development.
How did you analyze his turnovers last week, particularly the interceptions? Was he put into tough positions by play calls? Did he make some bad decisions? How did you analyze that?
He definitely was put in some tough positions. And that's part of the art of quarterbacking, is knowing what to do when it's not there. And Christian is a very prideful young man. He never gives up on anything. He's what you would term as a battler. And so when a play transpires in which it's not going to come off as designed, at times he has a tough time swallowing his pride and giving up on the play and just ditching it and saying, I'll come back the next play. He wants to give it every last moment of availability. And that's what happened to him the other day. Instead of ditching it and moving on, trying to make something that really wasn't there.
On that rule left, you've called that before. I mean, is he comfortable with that, or is that something you might want to re-examine, him rolling left to try to throw on the
Well, left? I can think of a number of times in which he's made terrific throws going to his left. First play that he ever started a game a couple of years ago, his rookie year would be one. But we're always working to be better, you're right.
If there was one thing to be encouraged about, was Simpson, the guy, and just him being able to show that speed that we really didn't get to see a whole lot of last year?
Well, Jerome made some terrific plays for us. We definitely had our moments as an offense. They were just too few and far between. But Jerome was part of our moments that we want to build upon.
Did you go into that game thinking he could emerge as your top target given the matchups?
Well, we were going to put him in a position to do so. We didn't get through a lot of our game plan, as you can imagine, when you run less than 20 plays the first half and end up with, maybe in the low 40s before we got into two-minute mode. We didn't get through very much of our game plan. We weren't on the field enough, and so definitely a feeling of unfulfillment throughout the whole offense. Now, Jerome, he did have his moments, and those were that was a bright spot.
Coach Frazier talked about that a little bit with Cordarrelle Patterson, just not being able to stand enough drives to get him into the game. Was there stuff that you had kind of programmed for him that you didn't get a chance to get into?
Oh, most definitely. Not only for Cordero, but for Greg Jennings, for Kyle, for everybody. Everyone knows their role, and they're all going to be a big-time contributor for us. And we want to be on the field so we can do it. Tough to do it from the sideline.
Is he a guy that's pretty much only going to be on the field when you got three receivers, or are there a number of plays for him where, you know, when you have two wides, you can get him on there?
Both, yeah. Yeah, he'll be in there with two, three, one wide, all of the above.
Is there something he needs to do to earn more playing time?
No.
How about Zach Lyon? Your impressions of him in his first outing?
Good. I think we threw him one ball. He did a nice job, and very comfortable with him and confident in his ability to be in there.
Lead blocking, though.
Good. Yeah, very confident with Zach. All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.